Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. Well, if you listen to our radio station, and you should Sunday mornings,
you really
at
should.
5:30 and 9 a.m. because we have great weekend programming.
Actually, we do.
Yeah, probably sometimes better than some of the weekday programming.
Oh, for but God's that's sake, certainly in the morning, time. Yeah.
We have a show called The Connection on, and yeah. The two co-hostesses are with us. First off, Lisa DeMattis-Lepore, who's the CEO of The Connection. Good morning. How are you?
Hi. Good morning. Lepore. How are you?
And former NBC Connecticut rock star, although it was
and she was on staff here
back there, right? She was a host here for a while, and now she runs a very successful media company and a friend of mine for a long time, the fabulous Ann Baldwin.
Good morning.
Who had an adventurous ride here?
Yeah,
which
what a way to start!
Oh my God, I can't believe it. So I'm on Route
accident.
6. I just got my new vanity plates. Love buggy. This girl was right on my butt. And,
oh, she rear-ended you?
She rear-ended me, man.
Unbelievable.
And Love Buggy's all bent.
Oh, it's so not happy. So both Love
plates.
Buggy and the driver are bent.
Boy, is she.
Lisa, for people who aren't familiar with it, tell us about The Connection.
Oh, The Connection. I love our place. The Connection is a private nonprofit social service organization that started in the early 70s. And we have flourished from a mom and pop to one of the largest nonprofits in
really?
Connecticut. Yes. We
who
serve.
Knew?
Who knew?
We're staying. Get up early on Sundays.
You got to get up early and listen. Yeah.
You got to be up by 9 o'clock, Ray. Come on.
You got to be up early.
Yeah.
No, because we rebroadcast. So it's 5:30 for those people that are just getting in from the bars. And then it's 9 o'clock for those
people who are just waking up from
who
the bars.
People waking
are
up
just
from the
waking
bars.
Up.
Right.
So we serve about 6,000 unique clients that live in Connecticut every month, which is pretty amazing. And our services range from foster care services and homeless services, supportive housing, substance abuse, mental health, reentry, supportive housing, women's programming. We do it all.
Where coming out of incarceration?
Yeah. Well, we're statewide. We're throughout the state. Our main office is located in the Middletown Cromwell line.
That's
but
perfect.
Our offices are everywhere.
Well, you were telling me in the lobby during the news that you have an office in New Haven overlooking the green, and when the whole fentanyl episode took place,
Chapel.
You guys were right there.
Wow.
Yeah, we're located on 900 Chapel, our outpatient center for behavioral health, and we saw the whole thing roll out. It was like an apocalypse. It was crazy. It was awful.
Annie, how'd you get involved?
The client is one of Baldwin Media's, The Connection is one of
our
Baldwin Media's.
Our favorite
they're
one of our
they're
favorite.
My favorite client. And
until
that.
9 o'clock at least.
Exactly.
Move on to the next one.
Exactly. So I just really, you know, because of my background and being in recovery myself, we really, you know, connected.
Yeah.
And there's so many different things to talk about. We talk about people coming out of incarceration. And the really amazing thing about the show that we do here on TIC is the stories of the people who've gotten the help.
The best. That's the best.
And how they live their lives today. I mean, we've had convicted murderers that have been in prison that are out in the community now doing good things. Mm. We've seen people that didn't have a roof over their head, you know, now having housing and being reunited with their children. Mm-hmm. And so the stories are just, you know, endless. So it's a great...
there are happy endings.
There are happy endings. And I was sharing before and when I first came in that there are children that I actually held in my arms that are now in their late 20s because I've been at the agency for over 30 years.
Since you were 11.
Since I was a baby. They hired me when I was a mere child. I
you
said,
know what? It's amazing.
Isn't it amazing? I know. It really is. No, but truthfully, and so what we've seen is not only are mom and dads getting healthy, but it's impacting their children. So we're breaking these generational cycles and people are giving back and it's all... This is good stuff.
See, I always think that's one of the problems with charities because the problems just go on and on and on. And so people think, well, you can't fix it. There are no cures.
It's not true.
I know that's not true.
But here's the other thing that's so great is that one of the things that we do that I think is extremely unique is that we collect a lot of data and we do research. And what that means is we work with universities throughout the state. And so what we're able to do is to go up to the legislative office building and say to folks, guess what?
We've
got data. We've got, not only are we saving the state money, but folks are getting better. They're getting out of the DCF system. They're getting off the street. They're contributing back into society, and we're making all these changes, and it's actual data. And let's face it, you've got to be able to prove why you need to exist, right? And we're able to do that, which
how
is amazing.
How has the system changed since you started when you were 11?
Oh, wow. Haha. It's changed in a lot of ways. As we know that, you know, funding is always an issue for, excuse me, nonprofit. Funding is always an issue, and that's a problem. And, you know, the reality for folks out there listening is there isn't, I'm sure there isn't one person listening to this show that doesn't know someone that's been affected by mental health or substance abuse, or, right?
Right.
So let's face it. We can't turn our.
Yeah, but you haven't been helped yet. That's the only
problem.
No, I have.
I'm being helped once a month.
I have a program for you.
What?
Yeah, I'll talk to you after the show.
I think the program that Ray would fit in is coming out of incarceration program.
No. Yeah, that's what this is.
But the way that I've seen things change is that the biggest thing are the wait lists are growing and growing and growing. And what that means is that the need is getting larger and larger, and we need to be understanding that programs need to be funded and they need to continue to go on, because the problems, folks, are not going away. And so when I talk to you about wait lists, like our Supportive Housing for Families program,
right.
We have 800 people on that list. Each one of those 800 people have at least 2.5 kids. So do the math, figure it out, and those are people that have been approved for the program. In other words, you don't call and go on a wait list. You're screened, and we're saying, yes, you fit that. So imagine. And that's just one. I mean, there's many nonprofits. So imagine my other programs in the state. Need's not right, Ann. It's the problem.
You hear it.
Is
and
real.
And it's such a collaborative effort too, because of, you know, I'll editorialize a little bit, because of budget cuts. You know, at the state level, I've really seen these agencies work together and come together. And mm-hmm. if there's one agency that doesn't do something or there's an overflow, they really work together and help each other out, which is really amazing.
That's been a positive change over the
years.
It has
been very positive.
That we've all really mm-hmm. come together, nonprofits.
Okay,
to
guys, hang on a sec.
We got to break for traffic, and then we'll be right back. We're here with Lisa DeMattis-Lepore, the CEO of The Connection, and Ann Baldwin from Ann Baldwin Media. You can hear their show every Sunday morning at 5:30. Repeated at 9 o'clock.
Here you go. And want to reintroduce our pals.
Yeah,
here.
Ann Baldwin from Ann Baldwin Media.
No, Baldwin Media.
Baldwin Media.
I didn't put my first name in there.
You should.
Well,
yeah.
Why don't you? It doesn't matter.
No. My logo's already done. I can't change.
Baldwin Media and Lisa DeMattis.
Name's a bridge after.
Lepore, who is the CEO of The Connection. You hear him every Sunday on the radio here at 5:30. Repeated at 9 o'clock. So the holiday season is upon us. Time for family gatherings.
Yeah. Yeah.
And sometimes family gatherings involve people who you haven't seen for a while and who you might not get along with.
This is true for all of us.
You want to name them?
No. Okay. But I
you
do
know
have
what
a
I
list.
Say? Holidays at my house are like meet the Falkers.
Oh, no. I can imagine.
Meet the
that.
Falkers, you know.
I
can. Oh, yeah, between my father, and we'll leave it at that, and everybody else
How
around the
How is your father?
He's still kicking, man.
God bless him.
Yeah, he's still kicking. But, yeah, it's a stressful time.
It is very
and
stressful.
And we're going to talk about that, you know, when we put our show together today, about how do you deal with that? Because, you know, I know, again, and I'll mention it again, in my recovery, you know, it's an excuse to drink, right? Like,
you
wouldn't
betcha.
That make everything mm-hmm. easier? But it just compiles the problems. Trust me. So
holidays are tough. Holidays for people, I think, in general are, you know, you think about last year, you think about who is missing from your table, you think, you know, you reflect on the past year, and, you know, it can be a very sad and difficult time sometimes for folks. So it's especially for our clients, this is when we're really ramping up services and we're keeping our offices open, and, you know, we have 24-hour, 24/7 on call for clients if they need help and things like that, because we realize that this is a tough time.
Lisa, and you or Ann, maybe you can answer this. You know, increasingly so in the past 10, 15 years, they've also used it as an opportunity, those family gatherings, certain parties, and I mean both Democrat and Republican politically. No, that they wanted to bring politics to the, you know, family gathering.
Yeah.
You know, you had Pajama Boy who wanted to, you know, hector your parents into signing up for the ACA. I mean, is it more political now? Did you always have that crazy uncle?
I think, I just recently saw something funny that I posted on Facebook, and I put on there, if you want to cut down on your Christmas shopping list, talk about politics over Thanksgiving
Absolutely.
Dinner.
Absolutely.
Yay.
You're absolutely right.
So I thought, hey, this might be a good time. I really don't want to buy a gift for you. No, I'm just kidding. But truthfully, No, I don't know. I think
I thought they were more personal maybe at that
time. At my house, I tell them they're not allowed to discuss it.
Good.
How's that? I set the limit.
Well, if it's your house, it's your rules.
I don't want to get into it.
Take your shoes off, and here's a list. Just put it on the front door. This is what you are allowed and not allowed to talk about,
right.
And it works out.
Right. But how do you tell people to avoid the stress that comes? Because there's going to be situations that are uncomfortable.
Basically, what we do is we already typically know prior to the Christmas holiday what stressors and who they're dealing with. So we talk about who's going to be there. You know, are you going to be, you know, what's a safe place for you to be so you don't get set up and you don't, you know, you don't drink and you don't use and you're, you know, not exposed because people, places and things, and you have to change those things. Right, Ann?
Right.
Or you're not going to be able, it's like, it's such a setup. So that's what we talk to people about. Where, what are your plans? Let's talk about a healthy plan. And a lot of times we see that our clients will sometimes gather together, or they'll be with a sponsor, or they'll go to someone else's house. They're not necessarily going to be with quote unquote family.
Right.
Because it is a it's a time to read. It could be a relapse.
It could be a relapse. It could be a trigger. And you know, the other thing is to have a plan.
You have to
And let people around you, that you, if you're going to a family event, know that you don't drink and you don't do drugs, and so that they support you and not try to shove a drink in your hands.
Oh, come on, just have one.
Yeah, just
come
have
on.
One.
Oh,
come
yeah,
on.
One.
What are you drinking? What are you drinking? If I hear that one more time. So, and you find, I think that the attitudes of people that understand people who don't drink now has gotten better. So people get
Absolutely.
It. People get
Very
it.
Good. Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, they understand that.
So that's a good thing. You know, it's a good thing that you can't assume that everybody can have one because one's too many.
Can't do it.
One
exactly.
leads to two. How are people less likely to seek help during the holiday season?
I think, I don't know if I could really answer that in general. I think that what we see are, we're able to see that people are really, people are reaching out. It's a tough time. You know, I can't say that's not true.
Well, they could say it's the most wonderful time of the year.
They,
for a lot of people, it's
can.
The most stressful time.
It is a very stressful time.
It's hell.
It is hell. It's shopping.
It
it's crazy.
Be.
It's like, why can't it just be simple? Like, what really is the meaning of getting together? And it's all this hoopla. But isn't it about, like, being around people you care about and not all this other materialistic? I don't know. Maybe I'm saying that because I'm older now. But it's really not about that. It's about, I want calmness in my life. Mm-hmm. I don't want crazy.
I think kids like it, though.
Kids like it.
They like the psycho stuff. I mean, it is.
Yeah, kids like the psycho stuff.
Right. And we should mention, too, that at theconnectioninc.org, all kinds of services, all kinds of information about various programs. It really is a great website that just talks about there's so many different areas that people, and it's accessible.
Yeah.
You know, I know that's one of the toughest barriers for people that are looking for help. Is where do you find it and will you get an immediate response? And
exactly.
I can tell you with the connection, you will. So you talk about waiting lists. That's the reality of where we're at in the state with our programs. But you will get a response.
Yes.
You will get a caseworker. They've got great staff that are very qualified.
The staff are great.
They make some of our best guests on our radio show are the actual staff that work at the connection. So it really is an amazing program and well worth finding out more information.
How did you come up with this? I mean, and what inspired you to do this?
What inspired me was back 30 years ago, I started working in substance abuse programs, and I saw this off balance of, you know, 15 men and 3 women. And I thought, well, this is crazy. Why aren't women seeking treatment? And basically, because of barriers, lack of childcare, transportation, what are you going to do with your kids, right? And so I saw this ad in the paper, the Connections opening the first women's program in Connecticut. And I thought, oh, this cannot, how could this be happening? And I went, and here I sit, you know, 30 years later, and
queen.
I don't know if I'm a queen,
she's a queen.
But I was, you know,
coming from you, that's the ultimate compliment.
Oh my God,
I'm a different kind of queen.
And
I won't say that on
anything.
Here.
Yeah,
we both still wear 4-inch high heels, and
yes, we.
But
do.
But aside from that, no, truthfully, all kidding aside, that's sort of how I got into it, and so I've just been able to thrive and grow and be a part of an amazing organization.
And this is on podcast, so if people haven't you know, listen to the show. They can go on your website, WTIC's right, website. Right. They can listen to them there. And what's cool is I listen because we pre-record on my kitchen. I'll tell Alexa, play WTIC, and there's our show. So you can, if you got one of
isn't
those.
Isn't that awesome?
Alexa
Look
girls, man.
I had to get Alexa now. It's
queen of all media.
Put her to work.
Lisa, thanks for coming. It was really great
Thank
to meet you.
Thank you, guys. Love you guys.
Nice to
thanks
see you.
For having us on the show.
BaldwinMedia.net. Is the website.
That's right. Yeah. Wow, you're so smart.
So you picked this up.
Not only are you
we
cute,
want you
you're
guys
smart.
We want you guys to come on our show.
You need to come. Yeah, yeah. You need to come.
Well,
you know what? What I'm going to do is I'm going to arrange staying out one night late, and I'll come in and do it live with you at 5:30.
5:30 in the morning.
Oh, yeah. Joe, give me a break. Yeah.
Joe, that's awesome.
Thanks, guys. We appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
Thanks for coming in.
We love
thanks,
you.
And thanks for the work you do. Seriously.
Thank you. Happy
it's
holidays
Same
to you
too,
guys.
Detox with these guys. It'll be a great thing.
Come and detox.
Sure. Well, I'm not sure one of them is detoxing. I don't want it.
That's true.
I don't know if the other one is.
Okay. That's true.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.